In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, the story of Yosef HaTzadik going down to Mitzrayim stands out in our history as a lesson in living a life of bitachon with Hashem, even when one is all alone in this world. Reb Leib Fein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rav in Slonim, brings down the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Samech Gimel. The pasuk says, "Bechol tzarosam lo tzar, umalach panav hoshiem v'ahavaso uvechemlaso hu ga'aleim." In all of Klal Yisrael's tzaros, lo tzar. The word lo is a kri and a ksiv. You could read the word lo, lamed aleph, and then the pasuk would mean, Behold Saraisam Light Tsar. In all of the tsaros of Klal Yisrael, Hashem isn't bothered. He is not pressured by such pain that Klal Yisrael is going through. Or you could read it, Lo Tsar, as it is written, Lamed Vav. Behold Sarosam, in all of their tsaros, Lo Tsar, Hashem too is in tremendous pain when his nation, his children, are in pain. The question obviously is, how is it possible to understand that the kri, the way that the word is written, and the ksiv present an exact opposite message in the words of the Navi? Reb Leib Fein explained this through a story, and he comes out with a very beautiful idea that I think will help us in understanding Yosef's travails in Mitzrayim, and also perhaps a message for Hanukkah as well. There is a story that happened approximately 150 years ago. There was a town in Brisk, and the non-Jewish people who were running the town, they made some type of rules that made it so that it would be very challenging to keep Shabbos. And one night on Shabbos, all of the people of the town got together to make a hafganah, a protest, against those people who were inciting Chil Shabbos to happen. And the police came, and they rounded up a lot of the people, and they decided to make a very, very big message. They arrested the head of the kahal, the Rosh HaKal of the town of Brisk, and they put him in handcuffs, and they brought him to jail. This was on the Leil Shabbos, and the tsar of this Rosh HaKal was extremely great. He had to sit in jail on Shabbos Kodesh. He couldn't make Kiddush. He didn't have Seuda Shabbos. Who knew what was going to come from him? After a couple of hours of tsar that he was sitting there in this dungeon-like condition, all of a sudden, there was a light that came in the room. The Maharil Diskin, the Rav of the town of Brisk, who eventually became the Rav in Yerushalayim, the Maharil Diskin came into the jail, and he too was in handcuffs. The police decided they are going to arrest the Rav of the town, not only the Rosh HaKal, but they brought the Rav too. And the Rav now was sitting together with the Rosh HaKal. The Rosh HaKal's eyes opened up, and he said, "Wow, I'm going to be able to spend my whole Shabbos together with the Rav." What a tremendous simcha he suddenly had, to have an entire Shabbos together, just me and the Maharil. Bechol tzaraisam loy tzar. Hashem, at times, when we are all alone, and we're in a gullus, we feel, "I'm by myself. I can't accomplish anything. Woe is to me. I'm going through so many tzaras." Imagine Yosef sitting in jail. He was all alone. But then you suddenly realize, no, Hashem is with us. And He is with us in our tzaros. Bechol tzarosam lo tzar. He too is with us. And then it is lo tzar. It is no longer a tzara for us because we are together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Yud Gimel, Va'ani bechazdecha batachti. When I trust in Hashem, Yagel libi bishuasecha, my lave is filled when I consider your Yeshuos. Ashira l'Hashem ki gamal alai. I will praise Hashem because He does such kindness for me. The Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni darshens this pasuk to mean, Yogel libi bishuasecha. When Hashem saves us in the Nes of Purim, it was a hester panim. Hashem did this in a private way. So therefore, there is no public shira of Hallel. Rather, we go and we are Yogel libi bishuasecha. We express our praise to Hashem in our hearts. But on Chanukah, Ashira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai. During Hanukkah, we are so much recognizing that Hashem has saved us in these Nisim Geluyim. We sing praise and hallel to Hashem, and that is what Hanukkah is all about. Let us take these messages of recognizing Hashem is with us in these dark winter months, and we should be zocha to having these Yeshuos, that we can have the ability to sing to Hashem in the full Geula, Ashira LaHashem, Ki Gamal Alai. Have a good Shabbos and a Freilich in Hanukkah.